We begin, though, in Venezuela. Massive street protests there this week calling for President Nicolas Maduro to step down. The Venezuelan opposition says he's to blame for the country's economic problems, which include soaring prices and food shortages.
I saw milk at a grocery this week for the first time in a year and a half.
Wow. A year and a half?
But it's priced maybe four times higher than it used to be.
Hannah Dreyer reports for the Associated Press from the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. So the leaders opposed to President Nicolas Maduro called for a 12-hour general strike today. Apparently, they've been happening all over Venezuela. What form have they been taking in the capital?
It's pretty quiet in the capital. There's really no traffic during what should be rush hour. The metro is emptier. Some shops and schools are closed. But the government made a threat yesterday that they would expropriate any business that shut down. And the secret police massed outside of the mansion of the country's largest business owner. So a lot of people are worried, and we're not seeing the total shutdown of the country that I think the opposition was hoping for.
You mentioned that President Maduro has threatened to seize control of companies that join the strike. This sounds pretty unprecedented. Can Maduro do this? Has he started doing it?
He is doing it. They've said that they will take over any shop that closes today. So while workers might be staying home, it would have to be a very brave business owner to shut down operation.
And protesters are chanting democracy, yes, dictatorship, no. What is the sense when you actually speak with people on the street? Do they see this as kind of the end game being getting Maduro out?
A lot of Venezuelans are asking themselves this week if the country has become a dictatorship. Last week, the government shut down the best democratic option for getting President Maduro out of office, which was a recall election. This week, Venezuelans are very worried. People are turning out in huge numbers to protest the Maduro administration. But the government's response has really just been more authoritarianism, so more going after protesters. And people are starting to ask themselves if they're going to be willing to die in the streets. There was a big protest movement 2 years ago where 40 people were killed. It's looking like it's going to take something like that to really make a change here.
It sounds really kind of at a pivotal moment for Venezuela. Are Venezuelans clear about what or who they want next, aside from we want to eat and we'd like a little more money?
Venezuelans are clear that they don't like what's happening right now. 80% of the country wants President Maduro gone. But they're also very angry with the opposition. Even at a major protest this week where maybe 500,000 people turned out, people were saying they don't trust opposition leaders to keep taking to the streets, to keep the pressure up. People want to change, but they don't seem to really trust any leaders right now to help them achieve it.
Yeah, and that seems kind of emblematic of this whole recall campaign. The government election authorities blocked it. I mean, it really does feel like crisis is where this is all headed. Do you hear from Venezuelans that they think it's going to be violent?
People are worried that it's going to be violent, and I think people are also hoping that it's going to be violent. There aren't a lot of options right now for the opposition. They've been pretty much totally shut out of the democratic process. And even when they stage these big, peaceful demonstrations, nothing seems to happen. There was a video that went viral this week of a young, very skinny student shouting in the face of a heavily armed soldier on a police line at one of these protests. And he's shouting, "I'm starving. Are you going to kill me because I'm starving? Then kill me because I can't take it anymore." And the soldier is just there kind of impassively. I think a lot of Venezuelans saw the whole situation in that video. People are furious. They're trying to get attention. And the government just isn't responding.
I'm curious, whose side is the army on? Because that was the MO for the late Hugo Chavez.
I mean, that's the question of the hour here. Everyone's hoping the army's on their side, especially in Venezuela, where the army traditionally is the decider of these political crises. They're key, but it's kind of a black box. One thing we do hear is that even people at the barracks are going hungry. So when you have hungry soldiers, anything could happen.
Hannah Dreyer with the Associated Press in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. Thank you very much, Hannah.
Good talking with you.